another draw over. What's your, after that?
The way you address it, I feel you're very disappointed.
I'm disappointed for you. I thought you attacked the game.
You know what? I am delighted, and I'm absolutely delighted about my players and everybody who played football, and I'm sure a lot of you have. Second week, third week in the season, and you play 9 days, 4 games, 3 of them away from home. Coming back the first time today, 1-0, against a team who didn't attack us in any form of shape. Yes, we did. On the ball, we played too many straight balls in the beginning of the game. We was not patient enough. They didn't have not one chance in the whole game. The goal came as a wonder goal. I think we have to applaud their player. I didn't even call that a chance. That was an absolutely fantastic individual effort. Apart from that, I can't recall any chance. My players knocked on that door, did everything what we asked them to do. Yes. With mistakes, but we made it up with endeavor, with character, with everything what I can ask for. The players reacted the right way. Coming back, 1-0 down, everybody, the whole atmosphere in the stadium went down. What is understandable? Everybody wants us to win, everybody pushes to win. How we come back? What can I ask more?
What did you say at halftime? Because it is the first time you've been
back. I said not too many straight balls. Don't rush it. I think from the left-hand side in the beginning, we played too many. Charlie played too many times when was not a clear picture in front of him. Too many straight balls up, and we lost the ball, and they run in. They counter us instead of recycle the ball because they didn't pressure us in any form. Recycle the ball and make them open, and play off the strikers. I think both strikers did well, and knocking on the door and forcing corners, free kicks. Forcing the momentum, what eventually will give us the goal to win or 2 goals to win. That they scored that goal, that was a big blow psychologically, especially when you are coming on the back of what we come back of. They was already tied. The legs didn't always follow what the brain told them. And then be 1-0 down for a goal like this, and you're thinking, where we go from here? And we still come back, and we still pushed them for the win, and I put another striker on to win the game. But I said to my players, I can't ask for more.
You made a tactical change. You moved Stuart Darce out to the right, and that's what led to the goal. That must be pleasing for you.
That's not about what I do, or is about that we coming through that schedule. What I think massively, and I said it many times before, and I will repeat myself, it's massively unfair. That is not. We want to have a fair competition for all teams, and what we got through is not fair in any way or form. And I think the people today, they pay a lot of money to watch a game of football. And we are not in a position to give them, football-wise, what we can give them because of what we got through. But we're still producing results. And that makes me happy. And that is why, coming back to your first line, I'm happy.
You said to us a week ago, Chris Wood will get his goals, 2-2 for him. You must be delighted with that.
Yeah, both strikers. Was for me, you know how I want to play. But sometimes you have to change the formation. I'm not so much into formation, I'm more into style of play. Mirko is on form, Chris Wood is on form. They showed that last Wednesday in Bristol, and I just want to keep the momentum.
Luke Murphy came on, you made 2 attacking changes. Do you feel you need a little bit more attacking options at this point?
I think Luke came on. I think it was the right thing to do because Luke, with his experience and his footballing qualities, he gave us a little bit more structure in our offensive play. We switched more play. We had more. It was more calmer on the ball, and I think that was leading into it that we was in possession in a better shape to attack them. And I told you before that to get him fit is using him in matches, what is not optimal, but our size of squad. Will not allow us to train him up before he is ready to play. We have to use him already because of the red card of Cookie.
Do your team have to get used to teams coming here and putting 10 yeah. behind the ball?
Yeah, we have to. That will happen. And we have to make sure we're working on that in terms of structure in possession, attacking the right way. and to not running in too many counter-attacks.
Cooper over Belushi today, is that just a recovery thing that you mentioned?
Yeah, definitely. I think Scotty Wooden did well another night. I think Berardi played all the games he played this season. He played very well. I headed to horses for courses. I knew when I played Berardi on Wednesday, I don't think I get the thing out what I wanted today by attacking him more, by put more balls into the box, what he did. So I had to juggle around to find the optimal constellation of the team who give us a chance to win or give us a chance to get results. So with Pep, similar thing. I think Pep had played well. The game against Bristol, we expected to defend deeper. We expected to defend better the box. Where Pep was and Saul was very, very good. We defended the box in general very, very good. Today was completely different. We wanted to stay high, and we have two games in 3 days. So that was my thinking behind those changes.
You've got a week off now. What are you going to do with yourself?
No, there's a game on Monday for players who have not played the minutes. There's two training sessions on Tuesday. There's Thursday training session, Friday training session, and we're ready for Derby.
Thank you, mate. One of the questions mentioned earlier, for the first time this season you found yourself behind.
Down, yeah. Yeah.
So at half time for the first time this season your players were asked a question.
Yeah.
Of how they responded. Obviously we saw how they responded. So you obviously see a bit of your character today.
I tell you something, from all four games, that was the last game I was wishing to go 1-0 down, you know, because we knew the last game of this period schedule is the hardest one. So then we got down, and especially, I can't play. How I can play my defenders? I can't, because he put that volley. It's a wonder goal. So they didn't attack us. They didn't have any chances. And then come back and push and push and push. I'm very happy.
Have a young team, so you must be pleased with that sort of mental.
Yes, yes, and we worked on that one throughout the whole pre-season, and I think the character of the team will obviously be tested throughout the whole season. But what I have seen so far, that reminds me of my team in Brentford. Strength of character, massive.
Have you seen a better goal than that?
No. I think that, no, not my all my time, but I saw some. I think I scored some good ones. No, I think that goal is magnificent. You have to applaud the player. I would like to mention Saul, but also would like to mention, for example, Charlie Taylor. Charlie Taylor played all the minutes. And he is a machine. How he pushes himself is, I find it hard to get to terms with, because I was thinking he would blow up today, but he didn't. He push on and made some wrong decisions in the underball in the first half. We spoke about it in the second half, get a good shape and try to push and try to put crosses in and pushed himself. Same as Saul. Saul played most of the games. You know, he played Saturday, didn't play Thursday, but he played Sunday, Wednesday, and leading the line, he did, making that decision to step into midfield, offensively thinking, and was calm enough to pick out the ball. He did. It's a pleasure to work with this group of players. And like I said, we just need to continue, and the results will show. I think both midfielders had to cover a lot of ground on last Wednesday, and Tom also played. Well, they played now the third game in the week. Yeah, so both of them have. I find it hard in the beginning. They was a little bit too slow mentally in their mind. They thought they had more time that they didn't. But I think both players grown into the game. I think Carl, after a period of 10-15 minutes, he got to terms with the tempo. He got the ball down. He made better decisions on the ball. And I think for a young player, put him through that schedule, he's mentally strong. A strong one, you know. He's not doubting himself. He knows he's good. He knows he will be a player when he continue to work hard. I just wanted to bring in Luke Murphy. I think it was a perfect timing for him. They were sitting so deep, and we needed somebody with more calmness, with more experience on the ball, and this is why I made the change.
Thank you.
I can't tell you what is agreed or not agreed with Watford, but I can tell you, and I said that before, that the club, Mr. Cellino, and I said that today in the Sun. Where's Tom, by the way? Where's Tom? I said that today in the Sun that Mr. Cellino had last season used his personal money to buy off all the debt, and from this summer on, this club can move on. And I wasn't aware that we could do Chris Wood. I'm only aware of our wage bill. And our wage bill is not there where most of our competitors are, yeah? But there is money, obviously, to invest in players, and that is due to the fact that Mr. Cellino wants to do very well for this football club and wants to back me and wants to support me and wants to bring the right player at the right price, at the right age to us, you know? And so far, the signings we did show that, you know, Stuart Dallas, Chris Wood, Lee Irving, they're all coming in the same bracket, you know. Forestieri, Perlin, you spoke about, I think he's 25, yeah? So